Robert Haley stars as Charlie McMahon in Silence.
I'm serious.
You want to go see The Harder They Come?
It's at the Review. The ultimate reggae flick, right?
Right. But it's the story of a thoroughly disreputable fellow who dies in a hail of bullets. Imagine Jimmy Cagney in a musical.
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. Great flick. But, Betty, I've got to go.
Something wrong?
No, no. I'll call you back.
No need. I'll meet you at the theater, 8:30.
Great.
You! Stop! Stop right there!
Crazy ballhead!
I told you to stop.
That's machine clapping, man. If that happened, it'd take more than some gray-haired dibby-dibby to stop this, man.
I'm a dibby-dibby?
Small, insignificant fella.
Who significantly did stop you. What happened over
there? I didn't see a thing.
Come on, Mr. Desmond. There's a kid down over there. Something happened.
For real, I don't know.
No? You dropped your white cane crossing the street?
Don't cap me with that, man. Isn't funny. You messed me up for what?
That's Bobby James over there, isn't it?
Me no lab him out with you about that. You understand?
No. But hopefully down at the station I'll have a translator.
Me no joke, we don't know. Nasty ragamuffin. This is a matter involving rings and a child is dead. Be crucial.
I told you already, Gunnarsson. I said nothing.
Rude boy, we got the Maggie you dropped with sticky fingers, prints all over the handle.
Where does a blonde-haired, blue-eyed detective come up with that accent? And how does he get away with it?
Ed grew up in Jamaica, so he comes by it honestly.
A dog with your paw prints all over the stock, rude boy. You want to tell me about that spang?
Can you follow what they're saying?
Sure. Ed circulated a glossary when he joined the gang unit.
Yeah? What's a Maggie?
A gun, specifically a Magnum.
A machine?
A machine gun.
Was this the killing blade?
No, wait, don't tell me. A gun.
The Maggie was not the killing blade, and you know it, man.
So you admit the puppy belonged to you?
A puppy?
Yeah, that would be a gun.
These guys have more words for a gun than Eskimos have for snow.
That boy got cut up by a machine, man, not some puppy. An Uzi, maybe.
The kid's holding up pretty good.
Yeah, tons of practice.
Big rap sheet?
How old you is, youth?
A poster boy for Juvie Hall.
He's 17.
17. And already, you got the legal degrees. You be a real Chris.
Bobby was killed by an automatic weapon. Half idiot tell you that.
Bobby? So Desmond knew the victim?
First time he's admitted it.
This Bobby, he part of your posse?
No way Bobby was in a gang. He was a good kid.
We don't have no posse.
How'd you know?
So who you trying to draw a card on, rude boy?
He liked clocks. Used to come by the shop.
I see what happened behind my eye. You and Bobby chilling on the corner. Foes drive up. What they doing on your turf? You pull your tool. Let go a little shot. Show them your rank.
No, this is no ordinary thing, man.
I know, because you got no expect like you expect. You get their machine spewing teeth.
You see, man?
I see. You shoot. They shoot. Anyway, go Bobby dead. Nothing you can do. He is slain. So you drop your dog and try to make a getaway.
Me no see, man. Cha.
Take off your darkers, rude boy. You must make this weapons charge go away. Because if it does not go away, you surely will, man.
I want this charge to go away. I'm innocent.
Innocent? I should box you good.
Do your worst, Gunnarsson. This is no Jamaica jail.
You're trying me leniency, Dreddy.
Me call me liar ready, man. Long time.
Yeah. You call your lawyer. And he's bringing with him your doom.
My doom. All fruits ripe.
That kid is a stone-cold villain. Hi. Ed Gunnarsson. You must be McMahon?
Charlie, you're right about the gun. There were two single shots about 10 seconds before the Uzi.
Yeah, it's typical. They all got guns. Love to wave them around. What they lack is the imagination to understand what inevitably happens.
So you know Desmond?
Since he was 12. Used to play basketball on the courts up by Victoria, till they shut them down.
They shut down the basketball courts?
Yeah. All those brown children hanging around at night. It unnerved the neighbors.
That's a drag?
I'll say. It used to be I could keep an eye on the action and stay in shape at the same time. It chilled the kids out, too. Now, all I do is cruise the Golden Mile, trying to get a whiff of something scary.
How about the other kid, Bobby James?
Yeah, he used to play there, too. Younger, though.
So, how long you think it'll take to shake something out of Desmond?
Waste of time, sir. His lawyers and caseworker will be all over me the next time I even try. So, I might as well get going, see what I can dig up.
Well, there were a lot of witnesses.
Right. 15 kids gunned down since spring. 9 times out of 10, nobody saw a thing.
So what are you going to do?
Let the uniforms try and paint in the canvas while I try and get one step ahead of Desmond.
But Desmond's not the shooter.
Exactly. So he'll be released, and it will be payback time. For sure.
Well, the music was good.
But it all felt so antique. And the hero was a stupid kid with a gun. That's... Well, the way all the kids in the audience were rooting for him. I hate that.
Hey, it's a gangster flick. That's how they work.
What do you think, Betty?
It was like going back in time. The scenes in the country with the old Rasta man. Beautiful. But silly as hell.
Oh, yeah, my point exactly. You can't take it seriously. Hey, speaking of Jamaica, I hear a kid got shot across from your shop today.
Yeah, he got caught in the middle of a drive-by.
And what does that have to do with Jamaica?
Well, these days, most shootings involve Jamaican kids, so the odds are...
That the police are going to make assumptions.
He's right, Malcolm. You can't make assumptions like that.
Well, it's just statistics. I mean, were the kids Jamaican?
In this case, it looks that way, but...
Like I said, odds are... A lot of Jamaican kids are shooting each other. It's the truth.
Don't be profiling, Malcolm. I hate it.
No, I'm not engaging in racial profiling.
Sure sounds like it.
The statistics have been all over the papers. Jamaican Canadians make up 2.4% of Toronto's population and are charged in 9.5% of the violent crimes. That's a fact.
It is also a fact that they are targeted because of their color.
If that were all there was to it, you'd see the same kind of figures for Somalis, Sudanese, kids from Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, whatever. And you don't. Which means I'm talking about culture, not race.
Jolene, your family's from Jamaica. How does this make you feel?
The statistics don't matter. Singling out Jamaicans still amounts to profiling, and it's wrong.
Come on, are you more careful approaching a Beamer full of dreads or three cheerleaders out cruising Yonge Street in Mum's Subaru?
That's not the point.
It's not politically correct, but it's the truth, and I think we all know it.
And I think what you are saying is just a cover-up for something ugly.
It's not racist. I mean, 150 years ago, a cop on the street was doing the same thing, but the victim was an Irish Catholic.
Malcolm, listen to yourself. My great-grandfather was discriminated against in 1850, and that makes it okay to profile Jamaicans today?
Forget the history lesson, Charlie. A tiny proportion of my community is involved in crime. You can't target us all, period.
Right. Who cares if a Jamaican mother has a son gunned down by the local posse?
Malcolm!
But better to dodge the problem than give somebody a chance to play the race card.
Yes. Better an innocent child is shot by the police. I'm sorry. I think I'll go home now.
I'll drive you.
No, that's fine. I need some air.
Malcolm, how could you?
What? I was just playing around with some ideas.
Betty's son was shot by a cop. Remember? Me. Hey, Betty, wait up.
Oh, yeah. I did kind of forget that.
Jerk.
He's a jerk. I mean, who did you think he was talking to? The kids in his high school debating club?
It wasn't the argument. It was... I don't agree with him, but too much of what he said was true. We are losing our children every day, and I don't know what we can do. I used to pray daily that my Billy could stay away from the gangs.
Do you think about him a lot?
Every day.
Yet you can smile when you see my face.
In some ways, it helps me to know that you are not an evil man. It was truly an accident.
I wish I could believe that, but to tell the truth, I was an accident waiting to happen.
It was a long time ago, Charlie.
I still can't shake it. I mean, Malcolm's right. We all profiled. The day Billy got shot, I got out of my car, and all I saw were black faces glaring at me.
That's how I feel walking through Forest Hill.
Anyway, you're nervous right off. And if you're a cop, you're sure nobody's going to help.
That isn't always true.
Oh, I know, but your guts are still in a knot. And maybe that's why that day I went for my gun and made the biggest mistake of my life. I'm sorry to dwell on it. Just seeing Bobby on the street today.
You knew the boy?
A bit. His name was Bobby James.
Bobby James? I know his mother.
Mary, I'm so sorry.
Hello, Betty. Thank you for coming.
This is my friend, Charlie McMahon.
Oh, ma'am. I knew your boy. I'm sorry for your loss.
Are you Charlie from Who Runs the Clock Shop?
Yes, ma'am.
Bobby told me about you. He liked you very much.
Thank you. He was a good boy. It's terrible what happened.
Makes no sense. Like when you lost your Billy.
Some things we can't understand. But God must have a plan.
Mrs. James?
Detective Gunnarsson? I didn't expect
to... I could do no less, ma'am. This terrible thing is like a cancer in our community.
Yes. Well, thank you for taking the time.
I just wanted you to know that we're doing all we can.
It is of no consequence. No one ever comes forward. They're too afraid to speak.
If they knew they'd get protection, maybe...
And what protection can that be? No one is safe from these gangsters.
Mrs. J, why these men here?
Desmond.
Desmond, you know the detective, I am sure.
Oh, yes, I know him. And this one, he assaulted me.
I don't understand.
The shooting took place across the street from my shop. I came out, saw Desmond running, and...
And you poleaxed me.
You were running away from the scene.
Somebody's shooting at me.
Desmond, this is a funeral. Respect.
But this ball-head him...
He is right, child. Save the squabbling. Another time, another place. Come along, Mary. I will walk you to your car.
Pray for my son.
Why you tell me, Gunnarsson?
What? I dissed the program for you.
Go on with you, Mr. Beast. I got my manifest. Gonna step it up in my own time.
You're gonna do your time in jail, Rudy. And then the MO man, he gonna send you back to Jamdong. It called deportation of an undesirable alien.
I've been in Canada since I've been 3. Nobody deport me.
You mash it up easy, man. Yeah, that would be something to see, eh, Charlie? Desmond, picking garbage in Kingston Yard. Roughnecks there eat him up like chicken. You be salt, youth man. Duppy food.
Yeah, that's true. They can deport me.
Maybe you can tell him what you know and...
Him know what I know, plenty. Now I'm play a game for the benefit of the officer in charge. Shows you one face, but that's not really who him is.
What do you mean?
Him working for them is playing.
Working for who?
Clockers, man. Who you think? Yo, check it out.
Clockers? The guys on the gang squad could fill you in faster than me.
Yeah, except maybe the investigating officer is in bed with the gang.
What's his name?
Ed Gunnarsson.
Might as well run him at the same time.
You can do that?
Sure, I got 2 hands. Okay, clockers. Clock is Jamaican slang for...
Gun?
How'd you know?
Lucky guess.
Right. The gang is affiliated with the JLP. That's the Jamaican Labor Party.
What?
In the 80s, the right-wing opposition parties enlisted local gangs to back them in their fight to overthrow Manley's Socialist Party.
They couldn't win at the ballot box.
Are you kidding? They were more inept than the Alliance. The more radical websites claimed the CIA supplied the arms.
Right.
Shocking, eh? Remember Iran-Contra? Same time, same station. In any case, the gangs were suddenly all armed to the teeth and backing different political parties, including Manley's. That's when things got really ugly. Murder rate soared as the economy collapsed. Oh, did I mention the drug cartels?
Not so far, but I figured eventually...
Corruption on every level of society, including the police. Lots of great reasons to immigrate to Canada. Get your kids out before they get killed. Unfortunately...
The gang subculture came with them.
Not that we don't have our own magnificent gangland traditions, but bingo. And... That's what I wanted to say the other night, but I got my foot stuck in my mouth.
Don't go there. So, Clockers is a big player?
Yep.
Where do you get those things?
My patented Maple Music sample machine. And that means my search on Ed Gunnarsson is complete. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Okay, here we go. Well, we sure know how to pick them.
No calls. Detective Gunnarsson, I believe you've met Mr. McMahon?
Yeah, sure. What's this all about?
Let's call it conflict of interest for the time being, okay?
That day at Bobby James' funeral, Desmond made a couple of accusations about your involvement with Clockers.
That's outrageous. But I can see Desmond saying it.
I didn't want to raise any flags with the service, so I looked into it a little on my own.
And?
There's a special unit of the Jamaican Constabulary Force known on the street as...
Acid?
Yeah.
If you check my application for the service, you'll see I was a member of the Jamaica Constabulary for 5 years before coming to Canada. And the last year, I was assigned to the special unit.
Were you serving with them during the incidents at Tivoli Gardens?
Obviously, Mr. McMahon has done his homework. So, let's not play cat and mouse, okay?
Fine by me.
We were under orders to arrest a weapons dealer, a certain Raymond Foster, who lived in Tivoli Gardens, which is an area dominated by gang violence. During his arrest, Mr. Foster pulled a handgun. My unit responded with deadly force.
18 rounds fired at close range.
10 of them headshots. An eyewitness claimed Foster wasn't carrying a weapon.
In short, he'd been executed.
Correct. 3 members of the unit were charged with murder.
But you weren't among those charged, right?
No. And subsequently, the charges against my colleagues were all dismissed.
Jamaica has the highest rate of police killings per capita in the world.
I didn't know that.
According to Amnesty International, Jamaican police have fatally wounded 1,500 people in the last 10 years.
What can I tell you? It's a war zone. Everybody's armed to the teeth. Things happen that would shock anybody up here.
Which is why we take these complaints seriously.
I didn't try to hide my background when I joined the service. So, have you got any charges you're prepared to make? Or do you just want me off the case?
Off the case. It makes for better optics.
Sure. Only problem is, you got nobody else knows these kids like I do. If I get yanked... Forget it. See, I'm wasting my breath.
So now you get to watch Desmond.
I know the neighborhood.
Right. What do you think of all this?
Jamaican gangs? Like Malcolm said, more of the same, just with a different accent. Cops killing kids. That creeps me out.
Yeah. Desmond made you yet?
Desmond's not the brightest light. He's been hanging on his corner looking kind of sheepish. But word up about Ed getting pulled? That's making him cocky. Given the guys Dezo's been talking to, he's got to be shopping for a new gun.
Well, if you believed someone was trying to kill you, you might do the same.
Yeah. No, that's a weird-looking scene. Betty and that other woman. They got Dezo corner.
Doesn't look like he's enjoying himself, does it?
That other woman's getting pretty aggressive. Ow! I could feel that slap from half a block away. Who is she?
Bobby James, Mom.
Oh, maybe I better get in there.
No, hold on to your cover. I can handle it.
Don't you kiss your teeth at me, SWAT woman.
Don't you disrespect me, Desmond. I watch your squashy behind when you were one.
I'm not one no more.
All we want you to do is tell the truth.
What is truth? Don't screw face at me, woman. It's a good question.
Shh, pass dead and call fact. Gunnarsson say you get him thrown off the case to protect those killers.
Sis, I talked to the police, my life finish.
They're already trying to kill you, Desmond. You think they'll miss the next time?
Don't bother cry. They get a new special today.
Another gun? And then what?
Then I get the job done.
You kill them before they kill you.
I teach them respect. Get back my ranks.
How they going to give you respect when they're dead, man? This has got to stop, Desmond. I am tired of going to funerals.
Besides, the next funeral may just be your own.
What you doing here, man?
You hear about Gunnarsson?
Me hear him gone. That's good, man. One less blood clot on my case.
Funny, isn't it?
What?
The police giving you protection, even from one of their own?
The police protect me? I protect myself from my enemies.
And who gonna protect you from you? Who protect the little baby sitting next to his father when you let go two shotgun blasts, eh?
I never kill a baby or a child.
Yet, but one mistake, one stray bullet. You make mistakes all the time, this.
Like the mistake that got Bobby killed.
It's not my fault. I hardly see Bobby since them shut down the ball courts. That day, him come down the street. Tell me look trashy and ready. I'll bash it. We're chilling when the beamer come round the corner.
Clockers?
That's right. Roughneck hanging out the back. Bobby don't know enough to run. Him just stand up, big grin upon him face. Me see machine fire. Me try give him some cover, but it's too late. Machine teeth them cut him in two. Bobby's just a kid. I didn't save him. He run away. Hey, miss, maybe I deserve to dead.
No, Desmond. No one deserves to die. Clockers! I'm gonna get down out of the way! Here I am! Here I am!
No, Desmond, stop! Get down! Ed, you okay?
Yeah, I think so.
You're bleeding.
No worries. Everything is cook and curry.
What?
It means the job is done.
That's them. That's the men them killed Bobby.
Charlie!
Ed needs assistance.
The Alice on its way. What happened?
The guys in the car? They're clockers. Been trying to recruit kids in this neighborhood most of the last year and a half. Desmond was one of their victories.
They give me no choice, man.
They set up his would-be crew selling dime bag ganja. Fronted them the drugs, took most of the profits.
They ripped me off daily.
So you tried to get out, start your own business.
I'm not afraid.
That's crap. You just didn't have the imagination to know what you were into. Anyway, that's all over. Constable?
Gray.
Gray, you better take my weapon, because as far as it goes, I'm way out of line here.
As far as it goes, you just saved all of our lives.
But I didn't save the two boys in that car. I killed them. You were right, Charlie. There were times on the constabulary. We were no better than a hit squad. I ran away to Canada. Here, I thought it would be better. But everything I've done is useless.
Gunnarsson, you saved me, man.
Yes, man. Are you worth it?
Trust me. I will tell everything.
Betty?
You must think I'm crazy.
Crazy?
Ringing your bell in the middle of the night.
No, I guess I've done the same to you. Come in. You want tea or something?
Something. You have any rum, Charlie?
No. Scotch?
With a little water.
Sure. Come on out back. I got this bottle Kirk gave me a while back. Lagavulin.
I don't know that one.
Yeah. Me neither. But Kirk has developed refined tastes. Well, cheers. So how are you doing?
I can't get the sight of those boys off my mind.
The kids from Clockers?
Jimmy Solomon and Henry Long. I know Henry's family from Jamaica. They thought it would be safer for him here, but it wasn't. It's like some curse chasing us all.
It's going to get better, Betty.
Why?
Because it does. It just takes some time, is all.
How long, Charlie? How long? Sometimes I think the problems are going to gobble up the whole world.
They won't, though. Things are a mess, sure, but You know, some days I look at how fast the city is changing and how we all manage to find some way to live together, and it almost makes me proud. Listen to me, I sound like I'm running for city council or the NDP.
Charlie McMahon, I do believe you've got hope for mankind.
Maybe I do.
I know you do. That's why I'm sitting here in your kitchen in the middle of the night. And I don't want to leave.
Well, then, maybe you should stay.
You have been listening to Silence, this week's episode of The Old Guy by Paul Ledoux. Featured in the cast tonight, Robert Haley as Charlie McMahon, William Colgate as Kirk, Ryan Rogerson as Malcolm, Karen Glaive as Jolene. With them you also heard Arlene Duncan as Betty Parker, John Blackwood as Ed Gunnarsson, Denise Jones as Mary James, and Joel Gordon as Desmond Thomas. The music was composed and conducted by Milan Kimlicka. The recording engineer was Wayne Richards. Sound effects were by Matt Wilcott. Colleen Woods was the associate producer. Our coordinating producer is Barry Morgan. The program was produced and directed in Toronto by Bill Howell, the executive producer of The Mystery Project. Most series of The Mystery Project are available to you on CD. To find out how to order them, visit our webpage at www.cbc.ca/mysteryproject and discover the link at the bottom of the front page called How to Purchase. I'm Bob Boving, thanking you for listening and inviting your comments. See you next week.